This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A senior Taliban official says that a group of Islamic State militants set off an explosion at the entrance to a military hospital in the Afghan capital. He says three women, a child, and three Taliban guards were killed in the blast in Kabul. It was one of the most brazen IS attacks yet, since the Taliban took control of Afghanistan in the summer. Spokesman says five attackers were also killed in the attack. He says Taliban guards prevented them from getting into the hospital and that the attack was over within 15 minutes. At least 12 people have died in Colombia after several houses collapsed after a landslide on Monday. And according to officials, the landslide was caused by heavy rains in the rural town. Two homes were destroyed in the tragedy, and organizers reported that the victims lived in the two houses near the were devastated by the landslide. Rescue teams have been sorting through the rubble in the search, with an unidentified number of people still unaccounted for. School children take the spotlight this week as the U.S. enters a new phase in COVID-19 vaccination aimed at curbing deaths, hospitalizations, and more than a year of disrupted education. With authorities promising enough vaccine to protect the nation's 28 million kids ages 5 to 11, pediatricians, offices, pharmacies, hospitals, and schools are poised to begin the shots after the final okay late Tuesday. Many locations plan mass vaccination events in coming days. This is VOA News. Over 5 days abroad at two global summits, U.S. President Joe Biden showed a new willingness to openly confront China over climate change and its lack of leadership on the global stage. Biden ended his time at the UN Climate Summit in Scotland Tuesday by chastising Chinese President Xi Jinping for physically skipping the event and failing to make the level of commitments that roughly 100 other nations did to curb greenhouse gases. Xi also voted for the earlier Group of 20 summit in Rome, allowing Biden to dominate the conversation as he met with his French, Italian, British, and German counterparts. The Biden administration on Tuesday launched a widespread ranging plan to reduce methane emissions, targeting a potent greenhouse gas that contributes significantly to global warming and packs a stronger short-term punch than even carbon dioxide. The plan was announced as President Joe Biden wraps up a two-day appearance at a United Nations climate summit in Scotland. Biden pledged during the summit to work with the Ethiopian Union and dozens of other nations to reduce overall methane emissions worldwide by 30% by 2030. The centerpiece of U.S. actions is a long-awaited rule by the Environmental Protection Agency to tighten methane regulations for the oil and gas sector, as laid out in one of Biden's first executive orders. China is at a special development stage that warrants its current status as the world's biggest emitter of climate-damaging fossil fuel pollution. That's according to the nation's senior climate negotiator. The special climate envoy for China spoke to reporters at the UN Climate Summit in Scotland. As a major climate polluter and as the world's second biggest economy, China has been much talked about but little seen at the summit. The Chinese President Xi Jinping, who's not known to have left the country during the pandemic, has not joined the more than 100 other world leaders at that event. The U.S. Supreme Court is set to hear arguments in a gun rights case that could lead to more guns on the streets of New York and Los Angeles. Case also could threaten restrictions on guns in subways, airports, bars, churches, schools, and other places where people gather. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.